Det ble valgt ut som debutant. Så var det sånn, wow, regner de på en måte meg som en av de?
Her er FRP Pro-Israel.
That was an excerpt from a trailer for Brave Hearts, which opened the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries in Prague on Monday night. It follows politically engaged Norwegian students preparing for student elections. However, midway through filming, the country suffered a terrible tragedy when Anders Breivik shot dead 69 people at a Labour Party youth camp after setting off a bomb in Oslo. Just ahead of the screening, Ian Willoughby discussed the genesis of Bravehearts with producer Tony Gottjord.
The film started out, we followed four main characters. Håkon from the Conservatives, Henrik from the Progress or Right-Wing Party, Sanna from the Socialist League, and Johanne from the Labour Party. And we followed them from a year. But on the 22nd of July 2011, as you know, terror struck Norway. It was a bomb going off in the center and a massacre on the island of Utøya. And Johanne, she was at the island. It was a big tragedy that marked all of the four characters. But we continued to make the same film. We continued to film every day towards the election.
Was it the case that the director was on Utøya the day before the massacre?
She came 2 days before together with Johanna, and she stayed there until the 22nd on the very day, until 2 o'clock, together with the camera team and the sound person. And they decided to leave the island at 2 o'clock because they had spent 2 days with Johanna. And now Sana was waiting in Oslo and she was going to her summer camp. So they wanted to follow her. And then they went to the center. And they were standing in the middle of the center when the bomb exploded. And then after that, the massacre started, as we know.
One of the most powerful moments in the film is when this girl, Johanna, tells about what happened and her terrible experience, seeing people killed and so on. How long was it after the massacre that she was able to speak about it like that?
When she tells her story, it's 2 days after the 22nd. It was on a Friday and this was on a Monday. We wanted to be fresh. I think it's important. We thought it was important for the film, but it was tough for her to tell that story at that point. And I think she has very mixed feelings of the decision to say yes to that interview. I think she has very mixed feelings. On one hand, it was very hard. And on the second hand, she can also see that it can maybe help other people that see the film that's been in the same situation. So,
what kind of reaction has the film had at screenings in Norway?
Yeah, the film has been screened as a cinema release in Norway, also in Sweden and Denmark and Iceland, actually. But in Norway, we screened it for about 30,000 people, and I would say that 25,000 of those have been young people. And we have been to a lot of these screenings. We've been really, really moved, I would say, because a lot of these 16, 17-year-old come up to us afterwards and they say, wow, I didn't know that I could, you know, that I can be one of these who are engaged politically. Or I always wanted to be engaged, but now I'm really going to do it. So I feel the film has really inspired young people when they see it, that it's possible to make a change. So that has been the most emotional. But the overall feedback has been very good from the critics. And I think they feel it's a film that has been made with respect and not been jumping into the tragedy.
Tone Grotjord, producer of the film Brave Hearts, which opened the One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries on Monday night. And we will be bringing you a lot more from the festival over the next week and a half.